From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. We can wrap a bow around a very hot and humid month of July across Illinois. Average temperatures in July were between 2 and 6 degrees above average, and last month will likely be a top 20 warmest July on record statewide. However, the character of the heat was different than past very hot Julys. We did not have several days with temperatures in the triple digits, for example, but instead had weeks worth of temperatures that were consistently 3 to 8 degrees above average. So more of a simmer than a full-on boil. The real exceptional part of last month's weather, though, was the humidity. Much of the state experienced very uncomfortable levels of humidity day and night throughout July. In fact, Peoria, Springfield, and Carbondale all had the most July hours with a dew point temperature above 70 degrees on record. Far southern Illinois spent nearly 90% of the entire month of July at or above a 70-degree dew point, by far the most on record. We stayed wet throughout much of this last week, with heavier rainfall totals ahead of the cold front that swept through the state on Wednesday. July precipitation totals ranged from around 2.5 inches in southwest Illinois to nearly 15 inches in parts of western and south central Illinois. Most of the state was 1 to 5 inches wetter than normal in July. Some of the more impressive July rainfall numbers included 13.5 inches in Jerseyville and nearly 12 inches in Dixon. Although we had a lot of rain and storms across the state last month, only one tornado was reported in all of July, which was an EF0 in Fayette County. So for all the humidity and, in some cases, flooding, at least we got a break from the tornadoes. The cold front in midweek brought much more comfortable temperature and humidity, albeit with Canadian wildfire smoke and bad air quality. The smoke looks to clear a bit this weekend and into early next week, giving us an opportunity to get out and enjoy the comfortable weather. Temperatures will climb a bit next week, with highs in the 80s statewide and a bit higher humidity, although nothing like what we saw in July. Farther out, the outlooks for the second full week of August show best chances of warmer and wetter than normal conditions to come back. This week, we also got a glimpse of the newest outlooks for fall, which are leading to warmer and maybe drier than normal weather between September and November. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford, wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.